I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, the host of the show, and very excited to have here with me today, Gladys Ragindin. Welcome to the show, Gladys.
Hi, thank you, Melissa. It's really an amazing opportunity to be here, and thank you for having me as a guest.
You are most welcome. Now, we met recently at a wonderful business mastermind experience in the Azores and became fast friends. And I love, love, love what you are doing in the world. And so, of course, I wanted to have you on the show. And I'm just going to introduce you a little bit to the audience and then let you share your story a little bit. So in today's rapidly evolving financial landscape, it is essential to not only accumulate wealth, it's also necessary to understand how it aligns with your values and aspirations. And that's where Gladys's passion lies, in empowering individuals to cultivate a harmonious relationship between their financial goals and personal values. Her passion has been finances and helping people optimize their finances since 2017. Most importantly, she is a mom of a 3.5-year-old, 5- and 9-year-old. They are her drivers to wanting to learn the secrets of the universe. The more she can learn, the more she can equip them to find their strengths and passion in life. Just like Whitney's song, they are our future. So they hold second priority right after God for others and higher self. So very happy to have you here on the show, Gladys. And I know that you know this podcast is all about wake-up calls, and wake-up calls don't have to just be about our health. We can have wake-up calls in other areas of our life. And you had one about money.
Yes,
I would
I
love
did.
you to share that story.
So this really started when my oldest son was born. I was introduced into the financial industry when I was about 15, 16, no, sorry, 16, 17. And I already took an interest. So the interest was there. I was studying it, but I didn't really grasp any of it at that time or saw, like teenager stuff, right? Like you start a job, you start using money, but it didn't really click to me until my son was born. And that's why I think they serve a purpose and just, I'm a mom, right? So
Yes,
I'm going to
absolutely.
just equip them. And I started back my journey really like wanting to learn finance when my son was born. Somebody approached me with like the concept of RESP and saving for your kids, and I took on to it. But
Let's
then
just stop and explain that because some of our listeners are outside of Canada. So
okay.
let's just explain for everyone what RESP is for all listeners to understand what you're talking about.
So RESP in Canada is a registered education savings plan. And there's a bit of like a funding from the government because it's a registered program, but some people can start a savings plan anywhere, really. It doesn't have to be in RESP.
Except that it is nice because there is a percentage the government gives back. I think it's 20%. I know my husband and I did that for our two daughters, and then they can use it for any post-secondary education and they can withdraw it tax. I guess they get taxed on it at that point.
It's
However,
a
because they're
taxable
young
income.
and they're not earning too much money, they don't pay much in the way of taxes on it.
Yes. So that's kind of where I got started, but then it got me thinking more about saving, about debt, like people's mortgages, right? I also firsthand experience of my mom's financial situation, and like my mom worked three jobs at one point. And at the end of the
Exhausting.
year, she would still fight with the accountant because of how much she had to pay to the government
In taxes.
in taxes. So I was just like, okay, there's more to this money game than just trading your time for money or saving and investing. And that's where this all began for me. Now, where it began for me with infinite banking, because again, it's the riddle of saving versus paying off debt. And should you pay off debt first because it's like wasted money going to interest? Or should you do savings first because it's wasted time if you don't start it, right? Because of all that
Right.
accumulated growth that can happen in the
The
meantime.
compound interest.
Yes, compound interest loves time. So if you don't start early enough, you're also killing that root, right? So it's like, how can you find the happy medium between being in debt and wanting to save? Now, what if emergency also gets thrown at you and you have to go more into debt or you have to deplete your savings?
And we've all heard that saying of, oh, you have to save for a rainy day.
Yeah, you have to. It's a must. And so imagine trying to riddle this all out, right? And
And how, just for perspective, how old are you at this point? Your son's born and you're starting to think seriously about, investments and making sure that you're financially secure for your son's future, right? That was really the wake-up call.
yeah. So and taxes on top of that, in the middle
Right,
of
being
all
able to pay the
that.
taxes, yes.
Taxes. I was around 26 when my son was
Okay.
26, 27 when my son
Right.
was born.
So, kind of 10 years into your journey of having been introduced to the financial world and taking an interest in it.
Yes. So I really gravitated toward taxes and I studied to be an accountant. But
Right.
I gave all of that up when I saw infinite banking.
And now, Infinite banking. When I met you, I had never heard of infinite banking.
No.
And it is such a cool concept, which is why I want to have you here on the show to explain it. And you explain it so beautifully. And even as beautifully as you explain it, I want to let the listeners know that because it is so different to anything you've learned about money up until now and any programming you have around money, because I'm always talking about programming, that you're going to want to listen to this a few times. So don't just tune in to what Gladys is saying right now and then feel like it's going over your head and ignore it. Truly take it in and come back and listen to it because this is a powerful, powerful tool. And the first time you hear it, if you're like me, you won't fully understand it. So come back and listen again.
Yes. So I love how this is recorded because definitely because I already had those questions, then it already set me up for the information. And it's cool because this information came to me, right? So it's
Right.
like I was asking and asking, and an answer came. So before I go into that, we've usually been told, and the reprogramming, right? Like you mentioned about reprogramming, we start to think, okay, if I make $100, how much should be allotted for spending, for wants, for saving, for debt management? So we're always thinking, or should I spend, or should I save, or, right?
Right.
So probably 10% into savings, 30% into your housing cost, et cetera, right? So it's
Right.
$1 cannot be in two places at once. You can't save and spend at the same time.
Right.
So with the riddle of saving versus being in debt, emergency fund, taxes, when I saw infinite banking, it clicked. It clicked to me like it just clicked when I saw, because I'm a numbers person, you throw Excel spreadsheets at me, it's like pictures. It's like, ooh, flashy pictures. And I'm a very visual person. My learning style is to see things and logic. So you throw numbers at me, it's logical. Okay, it clicks. And that's where I saw how, yes, you can save. Yes, this money that keeps growing, you can access. And yes, you can pay down debt faster with it and still be moving forward instead of moving like one step forward, two steps back kind of thing. So instead of doing that with your finances, you're constantly, constantly, constantly moving forward. And when we do our webinars, like I had you sit in on one webinar, and we talked about the infinite piggy bank. And essentially, that's all infinite banking is just a piggy bank. So remember when you and I were like grade four, grade three, grade four, we get birthday money, Christmas money, or we have a little lemonade stand. And that money, where would we put it?
In the piggy bank, because it was back when we had actual money
Yes, we
as
were
opposed
really
to credit cards and debit cards and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's crypto coming. Oh my goodness. So the piggy bank would hold the cash, right?
Yes.
The piggy bank would hold the cash. It would grow your funds as you receive more money. It would protect your funds so you knew exactly where it was, and you could hide the piggy bank physically if you don't want your brother or something to take it. And then when you need to access money, you just pop it open and then you spend it. Now, the sad part about that piggy bank, the old school piggy bank, is once you deplete your balance, you have to wait for another birthday, another Christmas, another summer to sell lemonade, right?
Right.
So with the infinite piggy bank, because of its characteristics, when you need to pop it open and spend it, then you just access from funds. You're leveraging. So you're leveraging, and that way, whatever you have already accumulated continues to grow for life. Continues to grow for life. And on top of it, you are shielding from creditors, you're shielded from inflation, you're shielded from taxes. So I was just like, this is brilliant. Why now? Why just now? And this was already 2020, 2021. So around COVID time is when I saw infinite banking.
Well, I love this notion, and it reminds me of a trade show or a conference that I was at where somebody was proving the point that $5 can actually be become $50, right? We think of money in a very linear way. That's the programming, that you have $5 and then you spend the $5 and your $5 is gone. However, you can turn $5 into $50. And what they did is they had people just grab random things and come up on stage. And then they gave one person $5. And to prove the point that this $5 could become $50 is the first person spent $5 buying something from someone on the stage for $5. So then now the next person had $5, and they just kept moving around until there had been enough transactions that that $5 had been used in $50 value, the same $5 bill, right?
Wow.
So that just to show that money, we have this money mindset around money is linear and you spend it and it's gone, versus opening up the mindset to there is enough money in the world and we don't have to have this linear mindset around it. We can have our money working for us while we are also spending it and working to contribute to our wealth further.
Yes. And the other part about money is that the more we hold on to it, the more we are choking it. We're actually killing it.
Right.
So that $5, right?
Yes.
If that $5 never circulated,
right,
it would just be $5.
Yes, exactly.
And the truth of the matter is we circulate money constantly. And the fact that you're right, we think so linear when it shouldn't be, it's actually a moving, flowing, breathing system. Then we just have to learn its movement and move it towards us. And it's cool because those are principles that tie into other things, not just money, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's something in your program that speaks that.
Well, absolutely, even down to you get what you focus on and shifting your thoughts around everything, and that shifts how you show up in the world, etc. And it relates to money, it relates to all aspects of your life. And I would love for you to talk about, before we dive specifically into you, how you describe infinite banking so the audience can get a really clear understanding of how it works, before we go there, what do you see as the real problem most people face with money?
I find it's because it becomes so complicated, right? So not only is it linear thinking, then we get focused on labels. So taxes, somebody's fees on something, market cycles, right? So there is something called the boom and a bust. So what is that? What is that going to impact to your portfolio or to your investments if there was a crash? Banking rules, lending rules. There's so many rules. There's so many fine print to go through. So because there's so much involved, yeah, it can get daunting and it can feel complicated. But if we strip all of that away and just come back to basics, think back of the piggy bank, right? And just simplify it a bit and then layer on all those fine prints later. Now, that's where you kind of have, okay, I know where my principles are. I know what my values are. Then money will just help amplify all those things. Now, with the right advisor, that can also help. So I did take additional training to really fully grasp infinite banking, aside from me having that aha moment. I did have to dive deep. I had to dive deep into it, understand all the moving mechanisms, who we could do this with. And that's why that's kind of a special place I have. And that's where my, you know, my eyeballs get big if somebody asks me about infinite banking, because it's become a passion for me.
Right. Because you
And
know how it can help people. And I love where you're going with this, and what Billy, my business partner, and I love to say to people, because a lot of people have money mindset issues, and we work with people's limiting decisions and limiting beliefs. And we will often be shifting that for people into let money be the symbol of the service you offer in the world. Right.
Yes, it
And
should
so,
amplify you, not define
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And the more you earn from the service that you offer, the more you can give back, which is why we have a nonprofit, right? Because it's not to, again, make all this money and then hoard it for ourselves and choke it. No, it's let's generate this money and then be able to do good in the world with it.
Yes, exactly. And the other cool part is most entrepreneurs, most business owners, most people don't realize when they're working or when they're generating income for their business, they're actually running two business, not just their business itself. So what do I mean by that? For instance, yourself, you're providing the mastery class, right? That's your service. That's your business. But there's money transaction involved.
Yes.
So that's the second business that we're giving control to somebody else. Now, when we learn the money function of anything, of our life, of our business, of investments, then we're taking the stress out of things, because we know stress leads to other health factors.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've always loved and advocated health is wealth.
Yes.
So if health is
Absolutely.
wealth, it's also the reverse. Wealth is health.
Yes.
So the lack of wealth can also give you health problems.
Right. And exactly. So without your health, I always say, without your health, what good is your wealth, right? You can't enjoy it if you don't have your health.
Yes.
However, you also need wealth in order to experience good health, to your point.
Yes.
Because if we are stressed out all the time over how we're going to, you know, put the next meal on the table, that stress is damaging our health. And let's face it, in today's world, especially in the world of holistic health, it's out of pocket. And so we need to have wealth in order to be able to access the type of health solutions that many of us are looking for, at least all the listeners on this show.
Yeah. So when we stabilize one, then the other one will also stabilize. So it's like a left hand and a right hand. Like you need to have both to have that harmonious flow.
Absolutely. They go hand in hand. So let's dive in to have you explain what infinite banking actually is, so that people can understand how that changes their money picture.
Yeah. So what it actually is that it is a process. It is a concept. It is a process. It's not a brand new concept. It's super, super old. This concept has been around since even before income tax came about. So the backbones, the actual inside meat and potatoes of an infinite banking practice is a whole life, a structurally engineered whole life policy that has high cash value.
And
So,
what, just to be clear, what do you mean by a whole life policy? It relates to life insurance, correct?
It does. It
Okay.
does. So it is a life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And some might say, oh, this is just a ploy or a marketing tool to sell life insurance. No, it's actually a tool that works. So, okay, for example, a checking account. A checking account is a service provided by the bank. So the bank's business is to sell you their checking account.
Right.
Right? my goal is not really focused on selling life insurance, but the solutions it can give you.
Right.
Right. So that really becomes the focus, is health as well. So there's a money piece that we need to master. And it just so happened that a whole life policy is the best place to do infinite banking with.
And just to be clear here too, you and I are both in Canada. However, this doesn't apply just in Canada. Infinite banking can be used anywhere in the world, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
As long as they can find the right specific characteristics of the policy, like the book, the first book that was written on it by Nelson Nash, originated in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of became a question, like, does it work here in Canada? Yes.
Right.
I
What
know
was the name of the book again?
Becoming Your Own Banker.
Okay.
Was one of the, I believe it was the one that was really written by Nelson Nash. And then so many books came of it by other people.
Right.
Especially a lot of followers came about after Nelson Nash wrote
Nash
that book.
published it. So
Yes.
let's go back to the whole life policy. It all centers around that.
Yes.
So explain how it works centered around that.
So number one, participating whole life. You participate in the proceeds the insurance company makes. And let's face it, insurance companies are one of the most profitable, most conservative place to do business anywhere in the world. And this is a whole life, not a car insurance. People can just cancel their car insurance and live on. But a whole life policy is a different kind of policy, right? Like, oh, sorry. What I really mean is in a car insurance, the car insurance can change their premiums on you.
Right.
Year after year, because every year it renews.
Right.
In a whole life policy, it never renews. You buy it once and you buy it for life.
Right. So
and
the
because
conditions and premiums, nothing changes.
Exactly. You're locked in, even though dollars increase, but you're locked in for life. You're locked in on your death benefit. You're locked in on your health. So now that, because of those characteristics, oh, and you get guarantees.
Nice. Everyone likes guarantees.
Like, I stopped there because sometimes hearing that word guarantee is so rare.
Right.
Nobody wants to let go of the word guarantee because, oh, now I'm on a hook for something, right?
Right.
But it is by contract that you have guarantees, guaranteed that your death benefit will never increase or never disappear on you.
Right.
Again, your contract, your death benefit, your premiums are set for life, and you have a base cash value. So if somebody is looking to infinite banking, ask those three guarantees. And then from there, because you are participating in this participating whole life, from there you receive dividends. Those dividends are vested every year that you receive them, meaning next year the market crashes and it goes south, it doesn't get affected. You don't get affected because what you received is yours.
Right.
It can't be retracted. And so, okay. So we have the guarantees. We have our vesting. So you can never lose. You can never go back to zero. And the third important part is try to work with a mutual company. Because there are some insurance companies here in Canada that you can do infinite banking with that are not mutual. But the great part about mutuality is that there's no shareholders. So if the insurance company makes money and there's no shareholder in the middle, then their dividends just get paid out to policyholders.
Right.
If there's that middleman, then we
They
kind of
take
get
a cut.
taxed. Exactly. So those are kind of your basic things to look out for in a properly structured infinite banking plan. But if it's with a company with a shareholder, then just look at how are their numbers, right? Like, right, everything needs to logically make sense.
Right.
What is their dividend rate? How long is their track record for paying dividends? And so on and so forth. And yeah.
So infinite banking is all wrapped around a whole life insurance policy.
Yes.
And then I know we don't have the visuals of your slide deck here. However, can you go back to the piggy bank and let's talk about the infinite piggy bank now.
Okay.
And how that works.
So the infinite piggy bank, just like when you receive Christmas money and things like that, when I was explaining earlier, now that we're older, then we receive a paycheck. We receive a paycheck, we receive money from our business, we receive inheritance, or we receive proceeds back from our investment. Then we put it into our piggy bank. From our piggy bank, it is protected because you have your guarantees and you have your sheltering, because this piggy bank existed before the Income Tax Act. So that's number one key. I won't go into it because that's a very, very huge topic. But the other part about this piggy bank is that it's accessible. So there are whole life policies that have high cash value on set. So meaning day one, you can access money right away from the policy. And we work, like, depending on the client's needs and the client's goals, if they want immediate liquidity, we work with companies that in little as 30 days, we can access cash from the infinite piggy bank. They told us 30 days, but I won't name names. We have had earlier experience.
Right.
So from the infinite piggy bank, then you can go invest into real estate, invest into another business, or like pay property tax. So I find this cool because people pay on a monthly basis their property tax to somebody else. It's either the city or the bank. But property tax is only due once a year. So put your property tax in the infinite piggy bank and then access from the piggy bank to pay your property tax when it's due.
Right.
In the meantime, the monthly that you put it in into the piggy bank, mm-hmm. it has grown.
Right.
And then it keeps growing. And you have life insurance. So the life insurance kind of just becomes a bonus.
Right.
Because we're not, life insurance is, it is a life insurance product, but we're not focusing on just the death benefit function.
Right. There's more to it.
There's more to it.
Right. And I love that example that you gave of the property taxes and how many things do people have on a monthly payment plan, their car insurance, their home insurance, you know, it's not, you know, not just their property taxes and, you know, car payments as well, that all of that could go yes. through the infinite piggy bank
yes.
and be paid potentially once a year. And there's always savings too when you pay up front versus on a payment plan. So you get those savings as well.
Yes.
And then the money keeps working for you
yes.
and it's earning more while it's in the infinite piggy bank.
Yes. And mind you, I also believe in diversifying.
Mm-hmm.
So sure, if you want to have a TFSA, let's set up a TFSA, because TFSA, it's tax-free for life. If you
again,
want
another Canadian term, tax-free savings account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But what we're trying to get at is there's more than one place, but the infinite banking concept is like your first place.
Right.
Right. So first place. So from there, then so it's an and. It's going to complement everything you're doing. It's not the or situation like I was explaining earlier.
And so what happens though for people that already have an RESP, already have a TFSA, already have investments, and now they're just learning about infinite banking and they're, you know, they've gone the old school path and done well and managed to save and invest, can they still get into infinite banking?
Yes, definitely. So I love the term old school. I say conventional way, because that's what's become popular. Whole life is what's old school, because whole life is so old.
Right, it was there before taxes.
Participating whole life is so old. It's even older than the RRSP program, I believe. Now, if, for example, the RESP situation, if an RESP was already established, then we help guide the client before they spend the RESP. Let's say this child has now reached the age of wanting to go post-secondary, right? They've had their acceptance letter. There are things that we can do to access the money from the RESP to start funding into the infinite piggy bank, so flowing it through the infinite piggy bank, and then pay for the education. Because imagine if that parent saved for 18 years and then boom, gone in 4 years if it's a 4 year program. Imagine it's almost like you work so hard to save for 18 years just to spend it all away
Well,
in
that's exactly our scenario.
three,
So,
4 years.
yeah, we ours, by the time both daughters had finished university, it was all gone. And we were happy that we were able to fund their university through that program. However, there's no RESP money left for us because it was used paying for school.
And now you have to
I
restart.
didn't know you back then.
And that's the thing, is that either you didn't know me, but you didn't know what else you could have done.
Exactly.
So that's why this has become a passion, and talking about it, because people don't know what they don't know.
True. I say that in regards to our health all the time. Absolutely.
It's the unlearning, it's the relearning,
Exactly. Yes.
it's just thinking.
And like I said, it's a little bit mind-boggling the first time you hear this. This isn't my first time having a conversation with Gladys. And so if you're a bit confused right now, go back and listen to this again. And of course, you'll be able to reach out to Gladys as well if you want to learn more. And she will be amazing at just helping guide you where you want to go. And I would love, Gladys, for you to share a story of, someone that you have helped and how their life has been shifted as a result of being introduced to infinite banking.
Yes. One of my favorite ones is, so I have two that I can share. One of my favorite ones is a 74-year-old man. He's still working as a pipe fitter, even until this day. He's already
Yeah, I
past
love it.
76. And he, when I met him, he bought a house 5 years ago. So he still has 20 years to pay left on his mortgage. Now, if he just kept paying, imagine standard rates right now in Canada is about 4 to 5% for 25 years on a $500,000 house. The interest on that for amortizing that long is north of 500,000. How many houses did you buy?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, funny thing is that he's not going to retire. Because he feels that if he retires, his wealth is gonna deteriorate, or his health, sorry, not his wealth, his health. And he does have money in the bank. But if he takes his money from the bank and just pay off the house, then he'd be back to zero. So I told him, let's do it strategically, because the banks is happy seeing a high balance on his checking account, because they don't have to pay him interest. And then, yeah, we could go and invest that money, but then we're exposing him to risk, right? And he's not really a risky kind of guy. Like, you start talking about investments, he's lost. For that age, you can't really help that anymore, right? Like,
And
it's
at
hard.
that age, it needs to be a low risk, not a high risk investment anyway.
Yes. So what we did was introduce the infinite piggy bank. We funneled some of that money that was just sitting in there, the property tax money, into the piggy bank. And then from the piggy bank to the mortgage, now we're Constantly, every 6 to 6 months to a year, we go back and visit because we're doing that lump sum to the
Yes,
mortgage.
yes.
Now we are projected to pay it off in 5 to 6 years.
Beautiful. And how much interest savings is that? It's going to be massive.
It is. It is. And I always like to say the money that you don't have to pay is the money you made.
Exactly, it's true.
Yeah.
So,
So,
do you know what that amount is or no?
it is north of 200,000. I don't have
Wow.
the number right in front of me, but it is
That's a
north of
huge
200,000.
savings.
Yes. So not only did we pay off the house 15 years sooner,
Yes.
just imagine if standard mortgage is about 2,500, well, that's Alberta numbers. It's
Right.
different in Vancouver. But imagine 2,500 times 12 times 15 years.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
lot.
That is a lot. That is a
Wow,
lot.
amazing. Love that story. So, of course, the banks don't love it. They do and they don't. They do and they don't. And I mean, we did that with our own house as well. Like, you know, your house is one of the biggest investments you'll make in your life. And so we totally negotiated our mortgage multiple times through the times that we had mortgage, and then made sure that we were doing every double up payment and every lump sum down payment that we could, so that we paid it off very quickly in order to save all of the interest that we would have otherwise been paying. And that's with two of us with commerce degrees in the house, having the knowledge to be able to do that. And yet we still didn't know about infinite banking. So that
Now,
extra step was missing.
so I highlighted what he saved on the mortgage. What I haven't touched on yet is now he has a growing death benefit with the same dollars that he used to
Right.
buy the house.
Right.
So when he passes away, he's now leaving a legacy.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And number three,
Yeah.
because the money continued to grow and because he continued making an income, and it's because it's an infinite piggy bank that you can put money in and take money out, his retirement funds, or his what he has saved up all his life, is still intact.
Yeah. What he saved. Yeah. He's not spending that down in his senior years.
Yeah. So what I mean by that, before we started the process, remember we had money sitting at the bank?
Yes.
That money still all fully became intact by the end of it all.
Right.
So we have a paid up house, we have cash value inside the policy, and we have a death benefit on standby to leave as a legacy.
Win, win, win.
All with the same dollars. So again, it's going back
Awesome.
to that flow that you were explaining with
Yes.
$5, right?
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. We're not choking off the use of the money. I mean, let's face it, money is energy, right? It is literally energy. And when we look at it that way, you know, the energy is always around us and infinite, you know, every day. I tap into the energy of Mother Earth and feel it come up through my body, and I ask my unconscious mind to use the energy of Mother Earth every day, because there's so much more energy in Mother Earth than just what my body can generate, right? And people are like, how, you're like the Energizer Bunny. Yeah, because I can tap into another source of energy, and money is yet another source of energy. So I love this. I truly love this, Gladys. So thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this wisdom. And I know people are going to want to reach out to you, and we're going to get to that in a moment. However, first I want to ask you, because I ask all of my guests this question, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Oh, this for me ties into this question. When is it the perfect time to plant a tree?
Right.
20 years ago. And the next best time is right now. So it anything in the universe requires action. You know this better than I do. Anything. So yes, it could start with a dream, it could start with a plan, but if it's not no action involved, then we're just wishing for something to happen.
Right.
So don't wait for your wake-up call. The fact that, you know, there's people like you, there's people like me, all of us have a purpose. And when we all commingle and network and use each other's strengths, we play a good, good. It just becomes so beautiful.
Yes, because there's so much that we can share, right? And nobody can possibly know everything. And when we tap into the knowledge of the other people in our circles, we can then, increase our knowledge and increase our resources as a result. So, love that. Beautiful. So, speaking of increasing resources and tapping into the people in our circle, how can people get hold of you if they would like to have a conversation, or what is the next step? I know you have a QR code here on the screen for our YouTube viewers. What is the next step if people are like, I need to talk to her because I need to get my infinite banking started?
To start your infinite piggy bank, it's just a conversation. You can either visit us online, legacycofinancial.com. Once again, that's legacycofinancial.com, or email info@legacycofinancial.com. I also have Facebook group. My name on my QR code is my name on Facebook. I can be reached there. My phone number, 403-926-4670 for anybody
Beautiful.
in Canada.
Thank you. So I will include all of that in the show notes for people. And you have very generously offered a few gifts to the listeners, and I would love for you to talk about what those are.
Okay, so one is the Child Millionaire book, because as a mom, and as thinking about kids and our future, if we set them off right. So imagine we've talked about this whole time, that if we'd known about the infinite piggy bank earlier, how could it impact you differently? Imagine starting that child from 15 days old. 15 days, you can start an infinite piggy bank for that child. So that RESP, this is a good alternative, and you're setting them up for life, not just education. And it just snowballs from there, right? Because if you could do it for a child, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like I
Your
did it.
teen, do it for your young adult, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. The other two are blueprints. So because I'm a visual person, I literally like blueprint. If this is where your money's coming from, what do you do with it? So before it leaves you, right? So that could be for your business, how you're going to fund payroll, how you're going to fund equipment or buying inventory. So that's mapped out visually. And yeah, so those are the two things.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for offering those. Again, I will have the links in the show notes so everybody can access them, and appreciate your generosity and coming on the show and sharing your wisdom about this incredible opportunity to take back control of our finances and sit in the power seat of your finances and not feel stressed about it. Because, as you said earlier, if we're not stressed about our finances, we can be sitting in both wealth and health. So I love that. Is there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience, Gladys?
I think we've covered a lot, and I'm sure there's many, many, many more things. And I also want to thank you for having me on, because this was fun.
It was very fun, and you are very welcome. And I do encourage listeners to reach out and connect with Gladys, because what she is offering is truly a gift that will change your life. So click the QR code, click on the links in the show notes, reach out, book a call with her. You can tell how passionate she is about this work and know that your best interests are in her heart. So she will definitely look after you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the show, Gladys. And thank you to all of my listeners for tuning in, for wanting to learn, for wanting to understand how to optimize your health. And as we've said several times, optimizing your wealth is one way that you can also work towards optimizing your health. And if you know someone who needs to hear this episode, please share it with them. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.